Basic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. The time has come. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, as I always do, where the heck have you been? We talked about, obviously, the two quadruple shootings that happened in Baltimore City yesterday. We talked about Israel and Iran and whether or not we're going to end up with a ceasefire. And don't forget, if you go to WCBM.com, you can take part in that poll. And you know what? Let's look at the poll results real quick, because that was a big question today. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think a ceasefire between Iran and Israel will be successful? So far, 36% of you say yes, 64% of you say no. There's still time to partake in that poll. It's also on our WCBM app. If you don't have the app, I don't know what you're doing with your life. I really don't, because it's like the best app ever. And I can say, look, it's not because I work here. It actually does work well. And I've got so many apps on my phone. I can tell you WCBM is now my top app that I use every single day. From the news and so much other things. We're going to get into this interview here because I am excited. I am excited. When we have young people step up that want to run for office, especially in the state of Maryland, it is a blue state and I dread that. But I love seeing new faces. I love seeing fresh faces. I love seeing people that have great innovative ideas. I mentioned before on Capitol Hill, whenever they have a committee hearing about tech or anything like this, and they talk about the Facebook and the Twitter, and they clearly have no idea what they're talking about, that is just a sign. We need younger people in Congress and in the Maryland General Assembly right now. Super excited to be joined by Alex Harlan. He is running in District 42A, and of course, Finn Jacobs also here, and you met him last week. Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So, Alex, you're running in 42A.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you looked at the Board of Elections website, and as of this morning, are you still the only person?
As of 9 a.m., I am the only person that's filed, and I think they'll update it at noon and then at 3, but again, if anybody throws their hat into the ring, I'm just happy that we're going to have people that are going to be running for office, being engaged. They'll run their campaign. I'll run mine.
Yeah. Well, Alex, first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I was born in Baltimore at Sinai Hospital. Our family lived in a townhouse off of Cold Spring Lane. We moved to Baltimore County when I was about 3 years old. So product of the Baltimore County public education system, Riderwood, Ridgely, Delaney. I went to Penn State for undergrad and American University for my master's. My journey into public service really began in middle school, about eighth grade. I got involved in a nonprofit organization called Athletes Serving Athletes, which is located up in like Cockeysville, I think, is their office. And a huge shout out to Dave Slomkowski, who started. And basically, this nonprofit, we help kids with special needs experience and enjoy the thrill and competition of sports. Like, we push them in strollers, we bike them through races. We even have some people who will strap a raft to themselves, swim them, bike them, and run them through Ironman triathlons.
Oh, wow.
It's just an incredible thing. And it gets these kids who, you know, maybe their only outside connection to the world is like Facebook or something, and it gets them plugged into the Maryland running community, which is just very huge and inclusive.
Yeah.
And it's just a really great thing. And so that's kind of like a very formative moment where I decided, you know what, I'm going to dedicate my life to always being a part of something bigger than myself and giving back. I get to Delaney High School. You know, typical upbringing. I ran cross country. I had a band.
Oh, okay.
You know, shameless plug. We put out like an EP back in 2019. It's okay.
All right.
And then I enrolled in a paramedical biology class my sophomore year, and that opened my eyes up to the world of emergency services. I played JV lacrosse, but I decided my junior year to not try for the varsity team, and I joined the Jacksonville Volunteer Fire Company up in Phoenix, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
I've been there for over a decade now. I serve on the board of directors. I'm a top responder. And it's just been one of the best experiences of my life. After high school, I went to Penn State, and I make the joke that it was the best 3.5 years of my life because I was class of 2020.
Okay.
So the virtual graduation and all that, which sucks. But
yeah, that's awful.
I mean, it really did suck, but I couldn't be too focused on it because at that point I had gotten into American University where I was getting my master's in counterterrorism and homeland security.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It was such like a cool program because we had adjunct professors who were like actual practitioners in the field. Like my intelligence analysis professor, he worked at like the International Tribunal in The Hague. He was part of the UN mission to Sarajevo, and just a, you know, sweet old Italian man. Love him.
Yeah. Well, now with everything going on with Israel and Iran, I mean, you must be like,
oh yeah. I mean, I do not shut up about it with my friends. And you know, I was listening on the way here.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh no. Yeah. but I don't think a lot of people understand or appreciate the tightrope that President Trump is walking right now, because I do think he's going to keep going to his promise of not entangling us in another Middle East war. But conversely, the day that Iran gets the bomb is the day that the world becomes irreversibly more dangerous, because whether you like it or not, when you have a nuclear weapon, you have a seat at the negotiating table. I think your listeners will agree. I don't want Iran to have a seat at the negotiating table.
Yeah.
So again, it's a very difficult tightrope that he's walking in. I could not imagine the stress that he's under.
Yeah, so you are well-rounded here, Alex.
I appreciate it. Thank
you. Wow. Okay, so you're running at 42A. When you're looking at the issues right now facing this district, right, you're looking at whether it's the school system, what have you, what is your top priority?
Right now, it is about taxes. And the reason is, so part of my campaign, I have been doing a very aggressive door-knocking strategy. I started door-knocking about 2 months ago. I hit 1,000 doors last Friday. And one of the things I always do, like, I knock on the door, I give them my pitch and all that, but I always ask them, what's your biggest concern with the state right now? And 9 times out of 10, it is the taxes. I mean, we saw this most recent budget, over 40 new tax increases and things like that. And also, I guess kind of going back to the national security point, I know this is kind of out there, but the IT services tax, you know, it's obviously impacting cybersecurity contractors. We saw Delegate Crosby has to move his company to Virginia. I have colleagues that do cybersecurity that are considering moving their companies to Virginia. So imagine that. We have U.S. Cyber Command in our backyard, and we're pushing out the people that make U.S. Cyber Command run.
Yeah.
So we're going to become poorer, less competitive, and the country could be in greater danger because of this. And I mean, I don't think that's verbose to say.
Yeah. No, I think you're spot on there. You know what, Alex, this is like, I haven't even thought about it from this viewpoint, but this is why we need younger people in office.
Yeah.
This is exactly why we need it.
Well, and also, if I may, you know, I want to give a shout out to Finn. So, like, right after I filed, he was one of the first people to reach out to me. We met for coffee at the filling station.
Well, and Finn is great.
You know, Finn, yeah. I mean, he's no nonsense.
Oh,
he's
wise
beyond his years. I mean, the wires are in a good spot with him. And he actually told me something. He actually called me one time when I was out door knocking, and he gave me some great advice that I've just been using. And it's, you know, so he said, I mean, again, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, half an hour after you door knock someone, they're probably going to forget your name. By the end of the week, the literature that you gave to them, they're probably going to throw it away.
Yeah.
But they're not going to forget how you treated them. And to me, that's no issue because, again, I'm all about giving back.
Yeah.
And I think one of the really cool things, too, is that when I have, like, a really good interaction with someone, I have these postcards with my logo on the front, blank on the back, and I handwrite notes pretty much every day after door knocking to send to people. And I'm just glad that, you know, the Postal Service is actually somewhat working.
Yeah.
And I've actually had some people who I door knock come to my events.
Oh,
and
nice.
So it's awesome just getting out there, meeting the people, you know, that grassroots feeling. Nothing beats it.
Yeah. So you're gonna tackle taxes and the fees, and I love the fact that you brought up IT services. Real quick, Finn Jacobs, in case you guys were not listening last week, Finn Jacobs, he's now the chairman here for the Baltimore Region YR, so Young Republicans.
Woo!
Yes, and I know, that's huge. And if you've ever came to my events, you know, Finn Jacobs was with me the entire 2024 election cycle, even before that, when we were doing the stuff with the PAC, with Red Renaissance. So Finn is very passionate about this. Finn, how are we going to, and I say we, but, you know, how are the Young Republicans going to make sure that you support Alex Harlan and everything that he has going on? Because this is where, you know, the rubber meets the road.
Well, as you know, the Young Republicans are a very energetic and fired up group. I think we definitely can help Alex with his door knocking. I don't think he needs any. He's doing a great job on his own, but the Young Republicans are itching to get out there, talk to some people, get to know people, where they're at, what issues they have, and I think that that is something that we can really help Alex on.
Yeah.
In addition, I think that just growing the coalition of our Young Republicans, because I do think that there are more Young Republicans than are registered. They just don't know where to start. So I
think
just getting out there and supporting a young candidate who is a young Republican himself is really going to help everyone out.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. And I appreciate that you're already involved here. Alex, you know, we watched what happened in the last session. And like you said, the taxes and the fees, that was crazy. But, you know, when you get there, you're going to have to work across the aisle just because of the way the numbers are. When you're thinking about having to get things across, because Delegate Nino Mangione, I mean, think some of the stuff that he introduced, which what I thought was common sense, didn't get through. I mean, you know, when you get there, what is the first thing you're introducing? And I also want to ask you, you know, what your relationship might be with, like, the Maryland Freedom Caucus, or if you're going in a different direction, like, what does that look like to you?
So, hang on, I need to go through and itemize some of the questions there. But so I guess going back to the idea of some of the first, like, legislation that I'm going to introduce.
Yeah.
So some of my priorities are restoring the Law Enforcement Officer Bill of Rights. The next one is I've been speaking with the Maryland State Firefighters Association, you know, as a volunteer firefighter. I mean, either way, I'm going to be the champion for first responders in Annapolis. One of the bills that we want to look at is the basically increasing the volunteer income subtraction modification from $7,000 to $10,000. And basically, that's income that a volunteer can subtract you know, like from their income when they're doing their taxes. And the reason we want to do that is because, I mean, across the state and really across the country, volunteer fire companies are struggling to recruit people. And I don't think it's a matter of, oh, the kids don't care, they're all sensitive and just want to be on social media. It's just people literally can't afford to volunteer their time. So perhaps maybe giving them some sort of relief can mitigate that. And then also the other thing, too, is that it's a worthwhile investment because I think I read somewhere, and this is a conservative estimate, every volunteer fire company in Baltimore County saves the county anywhere from like $1 to $1.5 million.
Okay.
And that's just money that they don't have to pay in payroll, pensions, health insurance, things like that. Now, multiply that by the 27 volunteer fire companies throughout Baltimore County. That adds up pretty quickly. So this seems like a very small, I guess, numeric small investment to get a huge return.
Yeah.
So that's something that I really want to push for. And then also with the taxes, I know that in a supermajority, it's going to be a moonshot with anything with taxes. One of the things that I guess calling it a moonshot, but at least get the conversation started, I want to introduce something that I call the RITA, Representation in Taxation Act.
Okay.
And it's really simple. It's just an additional page that is going to be on your Maryland tax form. Totally optional. But once you have calculated how much you owe in tax, you can check off which departments you want your money to go to. Because, crazy concept, I know. The people of Maryland, the tax-paying Marylander, knows what's better for the state than some bureaucrat analyst.
Yeah.
I know, crazy idea, right?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And again, totally optional. If you don't care and you're just like, yeah, just put my money wherever, that could be a checkbox too.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great idea. Look at this. Alex Harlan. Great idea. All right, Alex, we're going to come right back because we're going to talk about you as far as your events, you know, where people can go to donate or to volunteer and all that great stuff. Real quick, I did want to just ask you before we go to break here, are you fine with taking callers? Like a question from the callers?
Sure.
Yes? Okay. So if you want to call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, because I might not know all the best questions to ask Alex, but you might know one that you want to ask him, and maybe you live in District 42A, and you want to talk to him. So don't go anywhere. When we get back, we'll get some questions from the audience, and then also I'll check the text line, because I'm sure there's text messages coming in as well. So don't go anywhere. Alex Harlan, stay right there. All right. I've got to admit, I'm impressed. I'm not always impressed. Alex Harlan, running in District 42A. Alex, I'm impressed. You know, first responders, near and dear to my heart, and we should treat them like they are number one.
Absolutely.
In the state of Maryland. And the fact that we haven't, I think, is absolutely disgusting. But here you are, trying to make sure that you make that happen.
Absolutely.
Once you get into session here. Alex, we do have some texts coming in with some questions.
All right.
I got a texter here. He says, my biggest concern in Maryland right now is our energy and infrastructure. We are a single bad day from a state emergency. A lot of people talking about the possibility of the rolling blackouts. Mm-hmm. When it comes to energy, what are your thoughts here?
So that's actually one of the platforms that I'm running on is I call it Practical Energy Solutions. And part of that is I always believe that, you know, green technology, it needs to be implemented at the speed of the market, not the speed of government. There will become a time where you can get an electric car for $20,000 and it runs better and longer than a diesel. It's not right now. It's not going to be 10 years from now. Maybe towards like the end of my lifetime, perhaps. But again, let the market decide, not the government. I think we need to further invest in coal, natural gas, fracking. I mean, half of the energy that we're importing from Pennsylvania is a result of the shale revolution. And we have, I think it's like called like the Marcellus Corridor in western Maryland. We've got plenty of shale. We could be fracking, but we're not. And then also, big proponent of nuclear. I think that the technology is there. We can start looking into small modular reactors to start powering infrastructure. And also would like to perhaps use some of the money in the budget, like if elected, to make sure that we can modernize Calvert Cliffs. I think that's a really, I guess, thoughtful and effective initiative that we could do.
Yeah. No, that's great. Great answers. I will read this because this came out this morning from Senator Kristen Phillips in, Kristen Phillips Hill in Pennsylvania. You might have already saw this.
I already reposted on my story.
Oh,
I know exactly where you're going.
Okay,
for the audience.
Yeah, so just so you guys know, just a friendly note to our green energy neighbor, Maryland, you're welcome. During this heat wave, Maryland consumers demand a lot more energy than it generates. If it was not for Pennsylvania, it would be lights out and air conditioning off. This is another reminder that Maryland should work on supporting and not shutting down baseload energy generation rather than require farmers in southern York County to give up pristine farmland to construct more transmission lines. So you've got senators and many people in Pennsylvania very upset with us because of what we're doing here in Maryland.
Yeah, can you blame them? We're being irresponsible.
Yeah, absolutely irresponsible. Yeah. Well, Alex, before you know, before I get into asking you what's going on here, I just wanted to real quick ask you, when it comes to the transmission lines, right, we see these data centers that they're trying to power, I guess, in Virginia. We just found out the surveyors are going to be able to come up to some of the lands in Carroll County, Baldwin County, Frederick County. You know, when you get to Annapolis, you know, is there a way for you to fight for these individuals that could end up with their property being in eminent domain?
I mean, first off, this is just incredibly frustrating. Because, like you said, it is a blatant disrespect of people's private property. Marylanders aren't going to see a single electron from these transmission lines. Like, why are we on the hook to power data centers in Virginia?
Yeah.
That should be Virginia's problem. And so I've been looking at this. I remember we had this one bill. So Senator West, in the last session, we had this energy package for, like, what do you want to call it, of these five bills to essentially mitigate that, whether it be raising the standards for a certificate of public need and things like that, and also extending like the lifetime of Brandon Shores and like coal and natural gas. Of course, they had their hearings and really went nowhere, and they just kind of took pieces of what Chris had in his bills and put it into the Democrat energy package. So it's just, again, I can't stress how frustrating it is, but if elected, some of the things that I would look at are seriously reducing the power of eminent domain from the government, because I understand, you know, eminent domain part of, like, you know, the founding and all that, but that's your private property. You should be able to do what you want with it, and you should not have the government infringing on it.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And then also raising the certificate of public need, or raising the standards of it, so that agricultural easements are much better protected, and to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Well, Alex Harlan, I can't believe you're only 27 years old. Okay, I cannot believe this. And also, I can't believe this is your first interview on the radio.
Yeah.
You did fantastic.
Thank you. It's actually funny. Some of the people who have door knocked said, "Oh, you have a voice for radio." And I go, "I have a face for it too."
Yeah. No, you don't. Nah. Alex and Finn, of course, thank you so much for being here today. Alex, how can people donate to you and find out where your events are?
So, it's on my website, www.alexfordelegate.com. I also have social media of Facebook and Instagram, because if I had any more social media, I would bash my head into a wall. So, the events are going to be coming out. I mean, I try to do an event every 4 to 6 weeks. I just had my last one on Saturday. It was a beer bash sponsored by Inverness Brewing, which I'll shout
nice.
Them out.
You know, I love them.
Inverness is incredible. So be on the lookout. It might be a cigar party.
Oh, wow. Look at you going outside the box. We love it. We love it. Well, Alex Harlan running in District 42A. Again, this is going to be the seat vacated by Delegate Nino Mangione, because hopefully we'll have him on Baltimore County Council, which is a whole other issue to tackle with that new map that I've seen.
Oh, my goodness.
But hopefully we can all work together, because I think, obviously, Finn Jacobs with the Young Republicans, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to door knock together. We're going to have to side wave together. We're going to have to register voters together. Hopefully we can do this together, yes?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely a ground game going for this seat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, good. I'm excited about it. I hope you guys got a 4th of July parade to walk in.
Yeah, so I'm going to be walking in the Hereford 4th of July parade.
Sounds good. I love it. Alex Harlan, again, your website?
www.alexfordelegate.com. No capitals, no spaces, no fancy characters, just all one thing.
Well, Alex, it was great talking to you. Hopefully we'll have you back in here soon.
I'd love to.
Great. This is great.
Thank you so much.
Of course, of course. Again, Alex Harlan, running at District 42A. And I also see we got some callers on the line, too. I'll get your phone call as soon as you get back. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. This is why we need young, fresh blood running for office.